No, don't you cry for me.
The Reckless Ray. The Reckless Ray.
Power Hour. Power Hour.
Hello, Tampa! Election season is officially underway, and it couldn't have come a second too soon. The country's literally falling apart at the seams. Trash in the streets, rampant corruption, chaos at the borders. A Big Mac costs $13. And Manhattan has become a maximum security prison. An actual prison, folks. It's incredible.
Okay, I'm fairly certain you're just describing the 1981 dystopian sci-fi classic Escape from New York.
Whatever you want to call it, it's hell on earth, Augie. It's disgraceful. God's country turned to this filth and corruption.
I'm sorry, but am I the only one who sees the irony in this messaging? How is it that the GOP idealizes a guy currently, and I mean literally right now, on trial for breaking the law? Indicted 4 times.
Trump is a freedom fighter, Sephora. And if you can't see that, it's because you've been poisoned by the liberal left. Well, thank God for Snake Plissken. Well, I understand, and I have this on some very good authority. Lots of people are saying this. I mean, a lot of people are really talking about this. Snake is currently on a top secret mission to rescue Trump from his Manhattan nightmare right now. He's been recruited by top men, and we expect big news to come out of this any day now. It's gonna happen any day.
Did he have a stroke or?
Damn it, Ray. How many times do we have to talk about this? You can't just make things up and steal plot lines from famous movies to sell your political agenda and create news. So for clarity, to all our listeners out there, I'm unfortunately sure some of you buy into this. There is no current mission underway by Snake Plissken to reach the former president while he's currently on trial in New York City. And although I'm very sad to have to even say this, that was a plot line from a movie, not reality. Snake Plissken was a character played by Kurt Russell. I am DB it, people. It is some of John Carpenter's finest work.
Not to mention, Kurt Russell is hot! What? I'm not allowed to make suggestive remarks? Re-objectifies women all the time.
No complaints from me, honey. I've always just assumed you're a no-pickles kind of gal.
Okay, on that note, like I was saying, although the GOP would like you to believe this apocalyptic vision of America's reality, it is indeed not. People still go to work, golf on the weekends, go to church, say hi to one another, and there is not some satanic leftist cult stealing children in a Pizza Hut in California. It's called critical thinking skills, people. Use them.
As a matter of fact, Augustus, my comments were based in nothing but fact. $13 Big Macs is a reality. I saw it in my very own DMs with my very own eyes. Not to mention an article by the Buzzies.
The Buzzies?
He means BuzzFeed. He's on a recent kick lately of reading a lot of top 5 articles and sending them to me for some reason. Apparently he seems to think they help bolster his authority on various topics, predominantly about fast food trends. Though it's really not clear to me what point he's trying to usually make.
Did you hear we're getting a new Hojo?
I'm serious, I think he's had a stroke.
He means a Howard Johnson, and we've discussed this, Ray. We are not getting a Hojo, nor a Kmart, or a Pomider, as they all no longer exist.
$13, Augie! That's how much the Buzzy said it costs for a Big Mac. That's not me saying it, it's the Buzzies.
BuzzFeed. It's BuzzFeed. My God, how hard is that to say?
Whatever. The point being, it's $13 for a Big Mac. It's an outrage. It's all because of inflation and the libs and their fairy tale entitlements. Give, give, give is all they want to do. Now it's costing me my Tuesday night Big Mac and that special, special sauce.
I fail to see how social entitlement programs are the cause of all this. Frankly, it seems like another culture war in the making by the GOP. Another walk down nostalgia boulevard about how great life was 70 years ago.
You know, I used to go to the drive-thru and I could get 2 double burgers, a tall fry, Coca-Cola, and a vanilla shake for $1.25. I want to know what happened to those days. I bet you there is a Republican in office.
Well, for starters, it's not 1947.
I was at a Carl's Jr. the other day.
What is a Carl's Jr.? Better not be some sort of sexual talk.
Oh, it's a Hardee's. I don't really understand why they call it that. It doesn't make any sense to me, but...
Yeah, I don't know what a Hardee's is either. I'm a vegan version kind of gal. I get the number 2, kale and more kale. You know, everyone should be eating a lot more kale.
Shocker. Now, if I could finish my story, I was at a Carl's Jr. the other day.
Ray, they don't even have Carl's Jr.'s in Florida. You're making shit up again.
It's in Doral, Augie, a very classy area. so it wouldn't surprise me you wouldn't be familiar with it. I sometimes troll there for golfers' ex-wives. But as I was saying before I was interrupted again, I was at a Carl's Jr. the other day, and they're trying to charge me for a raw onion. 40 cents for a f***ing raw onion. That was two burgers and a Coca-Cola back in the good old days. Now it gets me a f***ing raw onion? Tell me things aren't out of hand.
Why don't you just use an app? You could probably get it for like a buck or something with an app.
Oh God, why did you have to mention that?
Oh, don't even get me started on those pieces of shit. Now I have to use a f***ing smartphone just to eat a goddamn greaser with a greenie.
Greaser with a what now?
Yeah, that's a new one to me too. I'm guessing from deduction, some type of 50 slang for a burger.
It means a burger. It's a burger and a pickle. And I don't want to have to use my goddamn cell phone to order one. I want to show up with a buck and a quarter that Ma gave me, flop down on a stool, and watch that tight-waisted little Debbie Haynes roller skater way around the counter in her poodle skirt and paper hat. Not pull out my phone or computer like I'm launching a goddamn rocket ship.
You're just upset because you boomered it and bought food from the wrong store.
Ray didn't know how to use a piece of technology? Say it ain't so! Please let me hear this story.
After I turned him onto the app, which initially he seemed to really love, he tried it out, but apparently didn't order food to the right location.
Where'd it go?
Tampa, Colorado. That's where. Why on earth would that even be an option? I thought smartphones and apps were supposed to be smart. Will you tell me why then I'd be outside of Carl's Jr. in Florida and buy a f***ing Big Mac in Colorado? You tell me why.
For starters, probably because, as I keep telling you, there is a significant absence of Carl's Jr. locations in the state of Florida, particularly in Tampa, Florida.
Well, why was it on the app then? Tell me that, big shot.
Just a wild guess here, but I'm assuming you typed in Tampa, and that's the nearest Tampa that has a Carl's Jr., which all seems to be going back to the concept which we discussed prior to all this, that there are no Carl Jr.'s in this vicinity. Thus, I'm not sure why you chose to download the Carl's Jr. app.
Yeah, exactly. No Carl's Jr.'s. And who do you think we have to blame for that? Biden. Carl's Jr.'s are shutting down all over this country, and there's only one man to blame.
Okay, can we get back to the story, please?
Well, as you might expect with Ray, the situation escalated quickly. It's a bit of a touchy subject, as you can see, but the long and short of it is they wouldn't honor his purchase in Colorado.
It's the principle of the matter, Augie. I order the food and they don't even hold on to it for me? I mean, come on!
It was in Colorado, Ray.
I don't care where it was. Alaska, Helsinki, or the f***ing Siberian desert. It's wrong, Augie. It's just wrong. The least they could have done is held on to it until I got there.
Wait, is this why you were gone for 2 days last week? You went to Colorado to get fast food order because you're too stupid to order it to the right location?
No, I tried to go recoup my losses and get my order, but they didn't have it. Said I missed the window.
It was 2 days later. No shit, you missed the window. What'd you think they'd do, put it in a little bag and write Reckless Ray on it and throw it in the fridge for you?
So, I don't understand. You went all the way to Colorado? What happened?
Well, we get there. Larry and I go in. I got my app all queued up. Showing the purchase history, I'm thinking, hey, this is going to be a pretty sweet deal now. Bada bang, bada boom, I'm in out. Got myself a thick Western style with onions, $2.50. Overall, not a bad deal, I'm thinking. Then this ugly kid, real little peckerwood, comes out from behind the counter, starts telling me I'm making a scene. Me making a scene. Can you believe it?
No, not you.
Yeah, says the order is past its time limit and it's void. I'd have to order again. Like hell, I'm gonna order again.
So what did you do, Ray? A freedom fighter crusade? Rally the troops? A fight for the common man? Give him an impassioned speech to get your greaser in a greenie? How'd you sweet talk him, Ray?
Oh, I did. It was epic. Hundreds, maybe thousands even united.
Okay, I'm gonna cut him off here. From what I could gather on the frantic message I received from Larry, which I still have saved if anyone is interested in the hearing that, the police were eventually called, and since Ray wasn't supposed to be crossing state lines under any terms of his current probations, Larry pulled a slip and dip, and the two retreated into the night.
Slip and dip? Better not be some sort of sexual talk.
Well, apparently that's when Larry will fake a fall in a store, restaurant, any place of business, I suppose, and give himself a concussion. after which he comes to, which I'm to understand, given 3-4 minutes maybe. And then he gets up and threatens to sue.
It really is amazing. You ought to see it, to believe it. You wouldn't know by looking at him, but Larry's got the acting chops of a young Joseph Cotton.
Who?
William Powell?
Yeah, I don't know who that is either.
My God, Meryl Streep?
Nope.
Sydney Sweeney?
Oh, I love her.
Anyway, it's incredible what Larry can do. He does this thing where he bobs his head back and forth like he's gonna fall over again, then he pukes on the ground. It really is remarkable.
Yeah, it's something. Hell of a racket you two got going there. I'm sure no lasting brain damage or anything.
Legend has it, he single-handedly put Chi-Chi's out of business with a slip and dip.
No, surely you jest.
Hand to God.
Long story short, Ray spent around $2,000 getting to Colorado just to recoup his apparent losses of $2.75 on the app. Seems like money and time well spent.
And I'll tell you another thing. Carl's Jr. and I have vastly different views of what constitutes thick. Thick burger my ass. Jewel the Nile. Now she's thick. The burger I received was not.
Jewel what?
A non-Caucasian porn star.
Makes sense. But I don't get this whole conversation. What's the big deal about $13? Seems pretty standard for a meal.
No, $13 is not standard, Sephora. I know you Gen Zers think it's great to eat out for $50 a night, but it's actually a giant waste of money.
$50? What are you eating, $10 bills? I haven't eaten a dinner over two and a nickel in 10 years.
What's a nickel?
And it's not just the fast food joints either. I'm ashamed to say this, Augie, but I had to make the move over to bulk purchasing. The peasant's way of grocery shopping.
As opposed to
heading down to Main Street to the local mom and pa's and getting my choice sirloin, a pair of socks, and a hammer, all under the same roof with some dignity. Not barreling out of Costco with an army supply of toilet paper like I just had a bad Thai meal. It's embarrassing. I mean, a man of my status, bulk purchasing sliders? I mean, my God, since I started taking Ozempic, I just can't eat that much anymore. Thankfully, they have a liquor aisle in there so I can at least stock up on wild turkey. But still, it's too much.
But Ray, what about the legendary Costco $1.50 hot dog and pop? That's gotta take you back. Throw some relish on there? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, biting will cost us that, too.
You know, I have to say I really like the warehouse shopping. I picked myself up one of those vacuum sealers. Get a couple pounds of turkey pastrami, sensibly portion that out, put my labels on there from the label maker I got at Costco. I probably got myself 2, maybe 3 weeks of lunches.
Oh, Augie, we really ought to get you out in the world more.
Oh my God, it's happening. Breaking news, this just in. Snake Plissken has been commando dropped atop the courthouse. He's leading the charge. Look at him go, folks. Look at him go.
This is not happening, folks.
Oh, he's ziplined down from the Chrysler building. There he goes. He's on top of the courthouse. Here he comes.
Ray's making up sound effects.
The Reckless Ray. The Reckless Power Hour. Power Hour.